Okay, so we continue in Sefer Tomer Devorah. We're in the middle of Perek Hamishi, up to where it says Shishit, the sixth application of the Sfirah of Chesed, of the Midah of Chesed. How to be Metaken. We're learning here how one does a tikkun to all the Sfirot with the Sfirah of Chesed. So the sixth type of chesed, esek achai imamet, taking care of the dead. So there's a lot of chesed that goes on. We know that's even called chesed shel emet, right? And immediately the Tomer Devorah says, v'davar zeh, this matter, he'ach yitiyaches lima'ala kashe meod. How to apply chesed with the Met, how to apply that to the Sfirot HaKadoshot, that's already very difficult, he says. Ki hu sod ha-Sfirot shehem mit'almot u-mistalkot el nartikan lema'ala. Well, what's Shaya, first of all, to even, what kind of concept can you attach to of Met, of death, right? There is no death lema'ala. So, chesed, how is that possible? So he says, there is such a concept that the Sfirot HaElyonot many times are able to be mitaken to the degree that they go high and they disappear into the highest Sfirot. For example, I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm just going to put some words to it, okay? Let's say, for example, the Sfirah of Tiferet it receives such a tikkun that it goes all the way up into Keter. Because that is the task of this world, to cause tikkun, to bring tikkun. And tikkun means leha'alot, to upgrade, and upgrade, and upgrade, right? When we are causing a kesher, when we are being mechaber and meyached, one sfira to the next sfira. So there's also the tikkun of aliyah, to bring in aliyah, just like we talk about aliyat neshamot, there's aliyat olamot, and there's aliyat sfirot. Right? Such a thing. We don't understand this, obviously. Maybe one day we'll be zochet to understand it. But there's such a thing as aliyat sfirot, to the degree where it goes into the realm of the unknown already, that we are not able to fathom. When we talk about keter, for example, as we mentioned in the beginning of the sefer, keter is like the dot, is the kutso shel yud of Hashem's name. Which means it's not something that we're even able to fathom. Not that anything from the lower sfirot is so easy to fathom. Aval ratzon ha'elyon, which is keter, that's deep, deep, the mind of Hashem, that's something that A, we're not able to understand, B, we're not even allowed to investigate and to talk about, because we're only going to get lost. So that's what is comparable to met. Met means when the goof dies, when the neshama leaves the world, right? Into where we cannot see it anymore. So in corresponding to that, in the olama sfirot, there is a concept that the sfirot are mit'ale, they are upgraded, and they join the upper sfirot of keter, chokhmah, and binah. So that's what he says over here. Ki hu sod ha-sfirot shehem mit'almot u-mistalkot el nartikan lema'ala. So now, before that, in order for us to be zoche, to do such a tikkun, what are we supposed to do? Kama tzarich letakenan u-leharchitzan. Just like is done here with the body of a dead person, lo alenu, you have to wash it, you have to clothe it, you have to make sure it's clean. That's what the Chevra Kadisha does, right? There's an expertise in doing this. It's a umanut, right? To be careful with the Kavod HaMet. And you don't just, you know, bury the dead. It's buried as if he's going to the chuppah. You know, he's prepared. He's cleaned and washed and everything. So that those sfirot that go up to the realm of El Nartikan Nemala, how much we have to be metaken them, we have to be marchitz them, we have to clean them, mikol chelat avon, from all the dirt of sins, ulehalbisham levanim, and to clothe them with white shrouds with white begadim. He says the concept of libune hasfirot, to be melaben, to whiten the sfirot. How? Be'or hama'aseh hatov, with the light of good ma'asim. Obviously, there are levels of ma'asim tovim. You could have 100 people doing the same ma'aseh tov, and you have 100 different levels among them of how they did that ma'aseh tov. And the more pure, the more righteous that ma'aseh is done, be'machshava, be'dibur, be'ma'aseh, the more of a tikkun, and we can add a word here, libun, a whitening to the sfirah. Lehita'alot besod echad, so that they can go all the way up to be attached to the one, Kadosh Baruch Hu, lekoshram lemala velaset otam al hakatef, and to carry them on top of the shoulder, just like is done with the dead. That how do they carry him to the burial place? On the shoulders, right? So here, the remez of on the shoulders is sod ilui hasfirot achat el achat, upgrading the sfirot one to another, to attach malchut to yesod, yesod to the six of tiferet, and onwards, achit alu lemala mehakatev, till they go higher than the shoulder. What's the shoulder in the olamotas of the sfirot? Shutchilat chibur azeroa baguf. The shoulder is the place where the arm is jointed, is attached to the body. And so the sfira of zeroa, right? That's Tiferet. And so above Tiferet, when you reach Chesed and Gevura, Chesed deroa yemina, right? Gevura deroa semala. These are the zroot. Above this world of Chesed and Gevura to Tiferet, that's called above the katef, above the shoulders. Ulemala mizeh usoda ne'elam she'en asagabo. Higher than this is the secret of the unknown, that we don't have a hasaga, we cannot have a perception in it. V'chaven besoda kevura, and he should have kavana in the sod of burial, hapasuk, v'ikbor oto bagai. In Parshat Vezot HaBeracha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he buried him, v'ikbor oto, bagai, which literally means in the valley, in the place where we don't know where that was, bagai. But gai is written gimel yud. Now the Tomer Dvorah says, dimtargeminan bitlesar mechilin derachameh. He buried him with the 13 midot of rachamin. And that's brought, this Targum is brought from the Tikkunei HaZohar HaChadash. Gai is Gematria Gimel Yud, that's 13. Vayikbor oto bagai, Hashem buried him with the 13 midot shel rachamim. What's that? Remember, where do the 13 midot shel rachamim stem from? From Keter. Shehen novot baketer bebchinotav haponot lemata. That they are emanated from the sfira of Keter, which is looking downwards. Remember, we spoke about Keter, that there is the side that looks upwards towards Hashem, and the side that looks downwards to be mashpia with the yud gimel midot shel rachamim, lerachem batachtonim, to have compassion to all the lower world. So the kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu was done with the 13 midot shel rachamim, which means to signify the aliyah of the sfirot to Keter. Umisham ya'aleh hanikbar el ha'eden ha'elyon, chokhma shebaketer, v'tzarich hityashvut hadat bazemeot. He says you have to be very careful in these inanim and to be ma'amik in this. What we just did is just read the words. So at least we had the zechut to read the words. Shvi'it, the seventh type of chesed, which means the seventh type of application of the Midah of Chesed, Hachnasat Kala Lachupa, to help with Hachnasat Kala, to come into the Chupa, to get married, to help in a Shiduch, to help in financing, sponsoring a wedding, things like that. That's a Chesed, right? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Ketubot, all the big importance and significance of the midah of the chesed of achnasat kala, right? That we're mevatlim Torah leachnasat kala ulehotzaat amet. These two things, By the way, there's so many things that can be explained in so many ma'amarim that could be explained with these teachings that we're learning here. It's unbelievable. So these two things are brought together. Lehotza'at amet and hachnasat kala mevatim Torah. You even have to stop from your learning and go out when you see a procession of hachnasat kala. What is that in regards to the Sefirot HaElyonot? Ubaze nichlalim kol tzorchei hayichud. All the necessities that are needed for yichud, for unification of all the sefirot. Shekol ha-tfilot ve-yichudim hem sod achnasat kala l'chupa. You hear what the line he just said? Mm-hmm. He said, all the tfilot and yichudim, the names of Hashem, that are uttered when we pray, it's all about achnasat kala l'chupa. That's what we're doing. Ve-ikara, and the bulk of it, is besod ha-tfila mikama madrigot zu achar zo. Is by the tfilot that we do, one level built on another level. That's why it's very important, al pi kabbalah, to pray in order, not to skip. Because if a person comes late, so you could start from here, and then you know what? You'll make up the korbanot later. Halachically, that's okay. Al pi kabbalah, it's called mehapech hayotzot, right? That's the closest thing to Kabbalah that you get to when you learn Mishnah Berurah. It's called Mehapech HaYotzrot, that you take the Yotzrot, the creations, and you're turning them upside down. And here he's saying exactly what it is. What we are doing in the order of the Tefillah, first Korbanot, and then the Zmirot. Zmirot is how we Sfaradim call the Psukeh de Zimra, right? Zmirot. Tefillah miYoshev, Sheba Kriyat Shema Birchoteha, Achar Kach Tefillah meOmed. And then the tefillah of the Amidah. Ushar tikunim habayim achareihem. What are we doing here? We're doing achnasat kala. We're bringing one sfira to the next one. One olam to the next one. One olam to the next one. That's achnasat kala. The kala is malchut. And malchut, to be meshadech malchut, together with tiferet, that's achnasat kala. That's what's done with these tefillot. Hakol gemilut chesed elechatan ve'akala lefakeyach al tzorcheihem, to make sure that everything is done properly, ve'tikune zivugam. Shminit, the eighth, is hava'at shalom ben adam l'chavero, to bring peace between people, to bring peace between man and wife, husband and wife, and to bring peace between people, to bring shalom. In the world of the Sefirot, what is the significance of shalom? Shehem atiferet v'ayesod. You find in the Sefarim HaKadoshim that one of the nicknames of the Sefira of Yesod is shalom. Shalom is always brought together with Yesod. Right, we mentioned this once, I remember, when I told you, Pinchas, hineni noten lo et beriti shalom. And Pinchas is the midah of Yesod. That's what he was, right, mekaneh for the Kedusha, Kedusha Tabrit. That's the midah of Yesod. And that's why Pinchas is synonymous with Yosef, I told you, in the Hakafot. So shalom is always coupled together with the midah of Yesod. So he's saying here that we need to make shalom between the sfira of Tiferet. Again, many times when we say Tiferet, we mean all the sfirot from Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, these to make them peace, to make peace with Yesod. Because if there's no peace between Tiferet and Yesod, forget about Malchut and forget about anything good coming down to us. There has to be an attachment, there has to be a kesher between Yesod and Tiferet. So, l'fami mitrachaku zeh mezeh, he says. What happens sometimes is that they are distant from each other because of sins. Sins cause separation between Yesod and Tiferet. V'tzarich lehashlimam. We have to make shalom between them. U'letakenam, sheyushavim v'nikshareim yachad be'ahava v'chiba, that they should be together with love and with friendship. V'ze al yedek kishron ha-ma'aseh atov. And this is only through working on ma'asim tovim. Shekasher ya yesod noteh la-semol v'atiferet el ha-yamin, az hem negdiim ze la-ze. There are times where Yesod is towards the bottom. It's right on top of Malchut. Sometimes Yesod tilts to the left side. And Tiferet likes to be tilted to the right side, to the side of Chesed. When Yesod is tilting to the left side, to the side of Gvura, no, that's not good. Come back, don't go to the left side. So that's the inyan of making shalom between Tiferet and Yesod, to make sure that Yesod starts getting back to the right side, get back on track, to Chesed, not to Gvura. So, שכאשר יהיה היסוד נוטה אל השמאל והתפארת אל הימין, אז הם נגדיים זה לזה. עד שהיסוד ייתה אל הימין כמו. They are opposite each other until we can bring back יסוד to be נוטה אל הימין, to be tilting, inclined towards the right. כאשר חס ושלום יש איזה פגם של אבון בעולם, but when there is a defect of sin in the world, אז יש שנאה ונגדיות בין שניהם. There is a detachment. There is opposition between Tiferet and Yesod. Ve'en yichud ve'kesher ben ha-sfirot klal. So there's no unity and there's no connection between the sfirot. Ve'al derech zeh yeh gam ken ben kol shtei sfirot. In general, this is the same issue between each couple of sfirot shehem yamin u'smol. Ben ha-chokhma ve'bina. Right, Keter is on top. Then Chokhmah is on the right, Binah is on the left. Chokhmah is always with Chesed, Binah is with Gevurah. And then, so, or Ben HaChesed VeGevurah. Chesed is on the right, Gevurah is on the left. Or Ben Netzach VeHod. Netzach is on the right, Hod is on the left. Our job is, V'tzarich Leachnis Shalom Benehem. We have to make peace between the right and the left, that even the left should be inclined towards the right. In other words, we mentioned it a few times, mituk ha-dinim, to sweeten the gvurot, to sweeten all the dinim. Ve'tzarich le'achnis shalom b'nehem, haynu hava'at shalom b'n adam l'chaviro. That's what it means, hava'at shalom b'n adam l'chaviro. Which means there's two meanings here. Number one, our job through Torah and Ma'asim Tovim and Tefillah is to bring a kesher between the Sefirot HaElyonot and to be Memateket HaDinim, to bring over to the other side those that are noted to the Semol, over to the right side. And the other simpler connotation is when we do Hava'at Shalom Ben Adam Lechaviro in this world, to have the Kavanah that what we're doing down below, that act of bringing peace between two Jews is actually much deeper and much more significant than we think it is, as important as it is. And even more, kol sheken, to bring peace between ish leishto, dehainu hayesod, shalom, ben atiferet u'malchut. To use yesod as the shadchan between tiferet and malchut. That's the only way for any good shefa to come down to this world. Kol kayotze bazeh midarkei shalom ugminut chesed lemaala. Any way that we can bring peace among people is a gemilut chesed lemaala. Now I would like to just quickly read to you a note here from the Pirush of Gevia HaZahav on Tomer Dvorah. He writes a note at the end here, which is very important. Klalo shel davar. הרואה יראה בכל דברי הקודש אלו, סודות נוראים ועשיית כל מצווה ומצווה איזה תיקונים נעשים למעלה. One thing we see here, from this פרק, פרק חמישי, which definitely you score it as the toughest פרק of this ספר, right? He says, one thing we do see from these holy words of the Tomer Dvorah, the tremendous and deep secrets of each and every mitzvah, of what tikkunim they cause למעלה. ואשר למעלה הוא סוד הנעלם אין השגה בו. And these are things that we don't have a השגה, a perception in them. והמחבר הספר הזה גודל קדושתו עד להפלי ולתבונתו אין חקר. And what we also see is the קדושה and the greatness of the מחבר, of the author of this ספר. ומי אשר יבוא בסוד השם אינו צריך לנו רק זאת נדע. He says, who is able to understand the mind of what he is saying here? But one thing we have to know, שכל איש ואיש מאישי ישראל עם קדוש, that each and every Jew מחויב להאמין באמונה שלמה ואמיתית, is obligated to believe fully, שבכל מצוות עשה ולא תעשה שמקיים האדם בעולם הזה התחתון כתיקונה, that with each מצווה, Aseh and lo ta'aseh, that a person fulfills here, down below, in this world, properly, bedikduk hilchoteha, klaloteha upirteha, with all the halachot and details, in general and specifics, nitkan al yado tikunim nifla'im venora'im le'en ketz v'tachlit. Tremendous rectifications are effected by keeping halacha. By keeping the dikduke halakha of each and every... This, one who learns this will never ever ask the question again of why are there so many details in each and every halakha? You learn Shulchan Aruch and you see Tiktukim everywhere. A person who's not in the world of learning and not in the world of halakha, he says, what is this craziness? We're given a mitzvah to do, and here we have a thousand halachot and chot Shabbat. Why? Just make it easy. So one who learns Tomer Dvorah is never going to ask himself that question. Because when you realize where the mitzvot go, now you realize that the mashal that they always give us to make us feel better from heart surgery, right? The famous, any little movement in heart surgery is life-threatening, right? So that's the, is nothing compared to the asiyat ha-mitzvot derimud ha-torah. Because we're literally handling worlds upon worlds upon worlds when we are being mekayem mitzvot and learning Torah. Ve'im u'kvar tiknu ha-mekubalim she'omar lifnei kol mitzvah she'oseh l'shem yichud. That's why before each mitzvah we say l'shem yichud kudsha berichu. Ve'im oseh ha-mitzvah ketikuna azay secharo harbe meod kefi ha-tikun she'nasa lemala. The reward is great for all the mitzvot that one does in accordance with the tikun that it achieved lemala ashrelo. Ve'nedah gam ken lehefech chas v'shalom. And it goes the other way around also. Im ha'adam eno mitnahek b'mitzvot torotenu ha-kedusha kadat az oseh pegamim gedolim kivyachol ba'olamot ha'elyonim. He causes defects and blemishes in the olamot ha'elyonim, ve'az onsho gam ken kefi pigmo, and the onish is also in accordance with the pgam that is caused. U'mizei itlahev kol nefesh b'itorerut atzuma. By learning this sefer, a person becomes bestirred, he becomes awakened, he's excited. V'yivakesh me'Hashem itbarach v'itane sheishlach ezro mikodesh, and we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should help us. V'yare alenu ruach ta'ara liyot chacham levikach mitzvot, that He should inspire us to want to do as many mitzvot as we can. Kadat kara'ui v'chanachon, as properly as possible. U'lizaher me'od me'od be'bal ya'avor chas v'shalom eze mitzvot lo ta'aseh, and to be careful to refrain from any mitzvot lo ta'aseh. U'v'chol zeh tiyeh kavanato latet nachat ruach liyotzro lebor'o. In all this, our kavana is to bring a nachat ruach to Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'natan lanu torat chesed, letov lanu b'zeh u'beba, ashreinu matur chelkenu u'manaim goralenu.